So I whisk you through now my introduction. My name is Isabella Schiedrich. I'm responsible for the listing business of NASDAQ in Europe. And I would like to extend a warm welcome to you all. And thank you, Nicholas, for the opportunity to say a few words about the U.S. capital markets. So what's the state of the U.S. capital markets if we think about number of listed companies, IPOs, and capital raised? 17 years ago, there were 8,000 companies listed in the U.S. Nowadays, we have 5,000. 2008 and 2009 were probably the most challenging years for IPOs since the 80s. And more capital was actually raised last year across the Asian markets versus the U.S. So we had $90 billion in Asia and around $37 billion U.S. dollars in the U.S. markets. So there should there be some concern. We believe there are some issues around trading and regulation, and I would like to expand perhaps on those a little bit further. Trading in the U.S. nowadays is fragmented, so there is not one deep pool of liquidity on one single platform. 7 years ago, 70-90% of the trade volume of a listed company was executed on a primary exchange. Now we have trading going off in the U.S. Across 13 exchanges and 40 other platforms. So this has a consequence for liquidity. And there is concern that smaller companies lose out on the liquidity game, so lack of liquidity, which then in turn has an impact on the price formulation process, discovery process. So in order to overcome that and ensure the efficiency of markets, we strongly think that the trading which is happening away of primary exchanges should be more transparent. So the price discovery process should be public, and this obviously would support the efficiency of the markets. So trading is one of these concerns. The other one is around regulation. So whenever I speak to a European company about going public in the US, I hear the challenges around litigation risk and regulation. And regulation is very often referred to the Sarbanes-Oxley Act, and especially within the Sarbanes-Oxley framework, Section 404, the internal controls over financial reporting. Companies claim that the going public process was made more expensive via Section 404. There are now proposals put in place to make the going public process more cost-effective. We actively support these proposals. So one of the proposals suggests to make Section 404 a biannual event, for example, or to increase the threshold, market cap threshold of companies from $75 million US dollars to $350 million US dollars and beyond in terms of market cap, which are then exempt from Section 404. So we are in active dialogue with the SEC. We listen to our issuers and then obviously discuss the concerns with the SEC. And in our opinion, these concerns or issues around overregulation and trade fragmentation, lack of transparency, need to be addressed for the long-term health of the U.S. capital markets. If I may, Nicholas, my promotional tour now for NASDAQ very briefly. So we are truly global market. We own and operate 24 exchanges, 3 clearing houses, 5 central security depositories. We invented electronic trading. We are the most efficient and liquid market. There's hardly any exchange which doesn't use our trading platform. We list more companies in the US than any other exchange, and obviously we are proud to be home of 44 shipping companies, and I see many of my friends here. So again, by size and number of shipping companies, 44 shipping companies with a combined market cap of $50 billion US dollars, so we lead clearly there. Where the real differentiation of NASDAQ for listed companies comes in is we provide a whole set of portfolio services where we help companies to send out the message to the investor community, media, and we support companies with the corporate governance. compliance. So these are all good news for NASDAQ. We are optimistic about the IPO market in 2012. There are 200 companies in the pipeline, and should you be intrigued about the U.S. capital markets, I'm happy, delighted to talk to you. And with that, I would like to hand over to the next speaker. Thank you.